Hello, everyone. This is Rick with the Cybersecurity Pro Podcast. We are excited to have our guest today, Rob. Rob, we're super excited to have you on the podcast. We're going to go about 5 questions in 9 minutes because, you know, hackers never sleep. Let's get to it. Question number one, Rob, who are you and what do you do?
All right. Thank you for having me on. I love doing these, spitfire type of podcasts and diving into stuff. So I'm up in Startle. Serial entrepreneur. I specialize in obviously cybersecurity, but incident response in particular. I work for Blue Mantis as a field CISO, helping organizations understand what their greatest risks are when it comes to data loss, data theft, cyber attacks, and creating solutions to help mitigate those or minimize the impact of those attacks.
That's great. Rob, I know you're in one of those really interesting boats because you have two areas that you focus on, right? First off, you're a cyber nerd like we are, but you're also an entrepreneur. How do you feel that those two mesh?
Well, I think in some ways, I think they mesh really, really well. So if you think about in particular growing up as I did, as you did, the past 20, 25 years in cybersecurity, we were building it from scratch. We were trying things as we go because there were no tools, there were no GUIs, there were no prepackaged solutions. And quite frankly, that is very much like entrepreneurship. And it's amazing the number of times I talk to, in particular, entrepreneurs in our world, in cybersecurity, where they're frustrated, they're burnt out, and I provide some guidance and insight and remind them, hey, you're a hacker at heart. You can figure this out. And I think that that's really, really cool. The other part, though, is once you become an entrepreneur and start to scale, you don't get to do the day-to-day hacking, the day-to-day security work, the day-to-day IT work. In fact, you move from your face in front of a keyboard and screen to your face in front of people. And those people could be buyers, they can be partners, they can be bankers. But you have to really work hard to project your vision and your business image in a way that makes sense to the public. And that can be really hard, tying complex technical to business needs in a way that people who are not technical can understand.
Love it. Thank you for that insight. Now let's pick your brain. How do you feel the cyber landscape has evolved over the past few years?
Well, I think one of the biggest evolutions that we're seeing is the breakout of ransomware gangs from Russia. That's maybe the biggest thing. The second part tied to that is ransomware as a service has now become incredibly easy for anyone to evaluate and begin to jump into that game, which is one of the problems that we're seeing right now. It used to be that ransomware was only for the big companies or military contractors or very, very targeted. We see credit card size ransoms where the local five and dime is getting hit. We see larger scale ransoms. And one of the interesting things is these ransomware groups are all over the place in terms of their demands. With some, 25,000, 50,000 is the demand or the ultimate payment. And others, they come in and they say, we want 500 million. Well, you know, here we go. That's not going to happen. So I think there's still some stabilization that needs to happen on their side from that standpoint. We're finally starting to see American businesses start to take ransomware seriously. Unfortunately, I think it's due to a lot of the regulation and legislation that's had to be put in place. But I think we're at a point where one of the conversation has gotten the ears of executives that can make a decision. And I think that's the other part is if you're a cybersecurity vendor, and you're working with your CI, with a CIO client or a CISO client or a VP of app dev client or a VP of networking client or whatever, we really need to work together to bring in the CFO, the chief sales officer, the or chief revenue officer, the chief risk officer, chief legal officer into what we're, whatever it is that you're offering, to be able to help create a holistic business solution that works for your client and not just for the individual that you primary sell to.
Love it. Well, let's look a little bit more forward thinking. Are there any emerging trends, technologies, maybe approaches that you are excited about?
So there's a lot going on, right? I think most of the SOC services, including ours, out there are evolving. We started back in the day with just check the box, low dollar, let's check the box. We moved to, okay, give me some alerting and some monitoring, and then some alerting on critical stuff. And now we're seeing organizations fully embrace SOC services, organizations of all size, because back in the day, you could only be a Fortune 100, Fortune 500 client to outsource your SOC services. And now, even the smallest organizations have access to some of the greatest talent available through SOC services. And so I think what we're seeing is much more proactive stance from that standpoint. The other thing that's really, really interesting to me is, well, there's two ways to say it. Compliance is back, and I think it's come roaring back. Cyber compliance has come roaring back. We're now asking clients, if you are hit with ransomware or have an event where your business goes down, what is the financial impact you are on the hook for with your customers, with your clients? This is especially true in B2B environments where we've seen supply chain issues happen. Sometimes it's just manufacturing issues. Other times it's supply chain attacks. But ultimately, the victim is going to face potential litigation when they are a victim, whether it's an intentional or unintentional victim. They need to understand what those litigation costs and resolution costs are going to look like so that they can make better business decisions. And that goes back to the chief audit officer, the risk officer, the legal officer, the financial officer, which is why it's so important to say, okay, we've built up this ecosystem. Now let's start to bring everyone back together again like it was in the early days. What goes around comes around.
Love it. So Rob, final question, fun question. What's your favorite piece of retro technology that makes you smile?
This is great, right? So I would say it's probably the original Nintendo. I love that gaming system. I have so many good memories with that gaming system. It's probably that.
Love it. Rob, thank you so much for being on the Cyber Pro Podcast.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here.
Thank you for tuning into the Cyber Pro Podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss out on new podcasts and all of our cool bonus content.